Hi, everybody, here at Geek Culture Congress. We're still live from MegaCon Tampa Bay, and I have here a very special guest in front of me, Nicole Jobin, and she is pushing this new initiative, which is Comics in the Classroom. Hi, Nicole. Hi. How you doing? Good?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell me more about this initiative that you're pushing with the Comics in the Classroom.
It's not really a new initiative. A lot of people are talking about it. It's just that I'm local.
Okay.
And I had a platform here at MegaCon, so it gave me an opportunity to actually come out and speak about it. It's easy for me to sit on my soapbox and say reading is important because I'm a teacher. So I just started talking about it all to my husband. And he got to know Kevin Boyd, and he ended up kind of like pitching it to Kevin, and he liked it. It was a good idea. So we kind of got in first at MegaCon Orlando. And then last weekend I spoke at Fandom Kissimmee, which was a relatively new show. And so basically it just comes from what I know already about reading, that we learn how to read and we use pictures first.
Right.
And so, I mean, I taught early childhood for a while, and that's what my degree is actually in.
Okay.
And then I taught ESOL, which is English Language Learners.
Yeah.
And so pictures help make all of that very concrete for the kids.
Right.
And they actually are able to understand what's happening in the text better if there's a picture that helps give them comprehensible input.
Very cool.
So that's an education term, but it's basically if somebody is talking to you and you don't really understand what they're saying, they can point to something or do something that shows you what they're talking about.
Very nice.
So with my ESL kids, I started out with books that had the pictures above the words. And then as I got into regular education when I moved to Florida, our kids were struggling readers. And more than, I don't know, probably 80% of our schools are struggling readers.
Okay.
Most of that struggle comes from being reluctant. They hate to read.
Right.
So if you add something they already like, so they love a character, they love the medium, they love something about comics, it makes them a little bit more
open to it, right?
Open to it, excited about it.
Yeah.
And so they'll read anything that you put in front of them that's Superman. So if you give them Superman, they'll read it, they enjoy it, and then they understand it.
Very
comics
cool.
aren't funny pages anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't just give the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, they're serious fiction, works of fiction now.
Well, and they're allegory for so many other things.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, the Superman story is an allegory. It's an allegory for a lot of things. Which,
especially like even like Greek mythology. It's our modern mythology.
Right, and it makes everything a little bit more modern.
Yeah.
But it also takes a lot of our issues that we have with like regular everyday issues like race.
Right.
Politics, religion, it takes that out of it and it makes it a whole nother world, something new that is something that they don't have to grapple with, the emotional parts of it.
Right.
They can put it out onto those characters. So, for example, in my classroom 3 years ago, we read the X-Men graphic novel, God Loves, Man Kills.
Right.
And
very cool.
So it was the whole beginning of the senator and how they were starting the mutant issue,
right.
And people were calling them mutie, and you know, all of those things were happening, and they showed the dichotomy of Professor X and Magneto, and they talked about, you know, racism basically, but they used it in a form
that was an
allegory for racism.
Yeah.
And so the kids were really excited about how they talked about beauty, and they talked about the words. So we talked about connotation of words and how words are important to the way we live.
Right.
And there's a scene, and also comics also teach other things as well. There's a hidden curriculum of teaching children how to pay attention to the artwork and the pictures. There's been studies done that lots of teenagers have a hard time understanding facial expressions because we spend all day plugged into our phones or a game or whatever. So actually putting an emotion with a facial expression is difficult for our kids now. So we looked at the whole panel of when Kitty Pryde goes to her mentor after she was called a mutie. They have a whole conversation about mutie and how it's just a word. And her mentor says, "It's just a word. Why are you so upset?" And she says, "But if they use the N-word, you know that you'd feel the same way."
Right.
And there's four panels of this amazing artwork that shows the emergence of those feelings and how she understood how Kitty Pryde was right in understanding that word and how it's the same because right. the connotation of the word is so ugly. And my kids, for the first time, really talked about the word, talked about the use of the word, talked about why people do that. We talked about racism in the most easiest form for people not to get upset. And so it gave us a lot of conversation. It was more about having the conversations about life and having the conversations about the artwork and having the conversation about the story.
Yeah.
That it was eye-opening for me because I realized that I can take these Common Core standards that everybody feels very... We feel very confined to.
Right.
But you can use any medium to be able to teach it.
Right.
So I'm free to pick whatever stories I want. I'm free to do whatever I want my kids to understand.
Right.
And so a lot of our publishing companies have jumped on that bandwagon. Nice. Barron, Heinle, all these, like most of the... Heinle produces books mostly for Esau.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they have whole classic series of classic comics.
Yeah.
Where they're telling the story of Frankenstein and, you know, just classic works of fiction that are now put into comic book and makes it 100 times easier for kids to understand that classic. I mean, I could sit here and talk about it all day. It's my soapbox. I think a lot of our kids, if they learned how to read and they were interested in reading and they understood why it was important, then they wouldn't hate it so much.
Right.
And they could live so much inside the pages of a book.
Right.
And get a lot of experience from that to take it to the world that we live in.
Right, exactly.
And so, then I have to see how it's important.
So... What grade do you implement this in right now, as far as...
My kids were sixth graders.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's a great grade.
But the more I've talked to people, they've been using it in high school.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
For a lot of years.
I think it's a great application for high school. Yeah.
Because high school, you're talking about things that are more...
Serious?
Abstract, yeah. And more serious. Mm-hmm. And in the pages of comic books, it makes the world a little bit... easier to understand.
Right.
It makes it something that you can make sense of.
Right.
And so they were using, I know that a couple of classes were actually talking about using First Son, Superman First Son.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's a great one. That's a great story.
Talking about how, you know, what happens if you would have crash landed in Russia instead of here.
Kansas. Yeah.
You know, and the cause and effect. Like,
right.
There was a whole big, like, conversation about cause and effect. And our kids don't understand structure of a text.
Right.
So if you're looking at cause and effect, now there's a whole conversation you can have about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that right there, I found just... I mean, there's research on it. Don't get me wrong. It's
right.
research-based.
Yes.
But I've just found that in my own classroom, it opens kids up to reading. And they'll come in and say, well, I read this and I read that. And if you put it in their hands, they'll read. And a lot of my friends who I've met through the convention world, a lot of my artist friends started out as struggling readers and are now producing books and talking about how important it is. And if they hadn't had comic books, what they would have done. That they wouldn't have been able to do the things that they've accomplished in their lives because they believed how important it was to have an education and be able to read.
I think that's great. So how can we help you? Is there a website? Is there anything?
I have a brand new Facebook page that we just started.
Mm-hmm.
It took off the 19th. I started it on the 19th.
Okay.
But back in May at MegaCon, I had people come into the panel and just kind of networked with people.
Yeah.
Gave out my phone number and had connect with a lot of people on Facebook.
Okay.
So you can connect with me through Facebook.
What's the page?
It's at... Comics in the Classroom, FL, which
okay.
is Florida.
Okay.
And so that's kind of like where we're based right now. We're starting locally, just talking to people. I've also been on Hanging with Web Show.
Nice.
Garrett Palmisher interviewed me, and that's really how I got my start.
Okay,
and really actually started talking about it.
Great.
Saying, you know, this is a great way for us to make this happen.
Yeah.
And then that's where they can find me. If they're not at shows and stuff, we'll be in Daytona. in November.
Cool. Very cool.
And we'll be at Pride in October, but I don't know if we'll actually be doing any talking or anything, but
okay.
I'll be there.
All right. Perfect. Perfect.
They can connect there, and I want to eventually turn the Facebook page into places where teachers can share information and build an understanding of not just the medium, but also give them an opportunity to really share what they have used and how they've used it.
Oh, I think that's great. I think that's great if the teachers get together and see, okay, what works, what probably won't work, you know.
When all of our kids are different,
right?
But at the core, they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for connections with characters.
Right.
And if they can build that, then they understand that I fit in, I just fit in differently.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, awesome. There was a conversation about Spider-Man and how it could be anybody under the mask.
That's right.
Because he was just a regular
kid.
Happened
yeah.
to. Batman's kind of the same way. It's like you don't have to have a superpower to make unbelievable things happen.
Yeah, sure.
So
you need to be a millionaire. No, just kidding.
Yeah, money helps.
Oh, sorry, a billionaire. He's a billionaire.
But. Yeah, well, I'm a teacher, so I don't even know. But, like, I do all of this just because it's my soapbox. I don't get paid.
Right.
I'm just here to kind of push the incentive for kids to read.
Yeah.
I mean, that's more important than anything.
I think that's great. So go ahead and drop the Facebook page one more time.
So it's Comics in the Classroom, FL.
Okay, awesome.
And I'm there. My husband is also a rep for ACES, Asylum
okay.
Conventions and Entertainment
okay,
Services.
Cool.
And so he's kind of pushing the page too. So if you're friends with him, he is sharing it out.
Great.
Give it a like, give it a share. Make your presence on the Facebook page known. If you know something that would work in classrooms, share it. If you've written lesson plans, I want it to be something where teachers can use it as a forum to bounce ideas off of each other, because teaching is collaboration. Our new laws in education have kind of segregated us into our little classrooms where nobody can do anything to share it out.
Wow.
And if somebody's doing something over here and it will work for their kids, why can't it work for all of our
kids? Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
I think it's great.
I'm glad we can help you get the word out there, and hopefully some more teachers or people in the industry, in the teaching industry, even not just in Florida but worldwide, will join and collaborate too.
There is there's a couple of people that have podcasts. There's Pop Culture Classroom. They're also on Facebook, which I've gotten a lot of my information from there.
Very nice.
If you connect with your comic book shops that are local, they can put in your hands lots of information about the newest books that are great for age groups and things. So if you have kids that are struggling, then you can put those in their hands, not just even in the classroom. You know, parents can start doing it for their kids.
Absolutely. That's what my parents did to me. They said, hey, boom, comic books in the hand.
And here you are, working on radio and talking to people for a living.
It's been great. But thank you so much for your time, Nicole. I hope we've got the word out there, and hopefully more people will like your page and collaborate. Of course, any teachers that are listening to this podcast, definitely, this is for you. So.
Thank you for having me.
Check it out. Oh, no problem.
It's fantastic.
Thank you so much. All right, so go check it out, the page one more time.
Comics in the Classroom, FL.
On Facebook, Yeah, go give it a like. And thank you so much for your time.
Great,
okay,
thank
Nicole?
You.
Thank you. All right, we'll continue for more here from live from MegaCon Tampa Bay. Thank you.